Mix 101.7 KAYL Saturday morning huddle. Ridgeview Raptors talk now with head coach Jeff DeHaan. Jeff, thanks as always for the time. Never easy to talk about a tough loss as you come up short 20-12 at Sioux Central last night. We'll go more in depth here momentarily, but how would you sum up the game first of all?
Give credit to them. They did a nice job of controlling the game. We just couldn't stop the run game. I thought they owned the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and we knew that going in. We just couldn't stop them. They took the ball out of our hands. They did a nice job of running down the clock and limiting us to our possessions. So, you know, give credit to them. They were a nice team, and they were the better team that night.
They did have two 100-yard rushers, and the total yards overall, not all that much slanted in their favor. Unofficially, we had them for 330 when all was said and done. You guys for 275, but as you touched on, they ran 72 plays to your 42, and losing the turnover battle, you guys did 4-1. Tough to overcome those things.
Absolutely, it is. Can't turn the ball over and win football games. Got to play better. Got to play more detail oriented at times. And we will. We're 3-1 in the district. We still got a lot to play for these last 3 weeks. Anything can happen, and we're just going to go back to work this week and see how we can get better, work on some little things, and clean some stuff up.
Down 20-0, you were a few minutes into the third quarter, but credit to your guys for coming back and making a game of it.
Oh yeah, the kids are never going to quit. We're always going to play to the end, but we dug ourselves too big of a hole, and you can't do that. Not with a team like that. That's gonna limit your possessions in the game. So we'll learn from it and move on.
Tyler had 264 total yards between passing and running, and showed off. He's got some arm strength, which he showed off a handful of times last night.
Tyler's a good player. Tyler's an excellent player for us. A true dual threat quarterback. Can do a lot of good things for us on the offense side of the ball and the defense side of the ball. So he's continuing to have a really good year here, and I continue to see him having a good year the rest of the year.
Tyler Wingert had a one-yard touchdown run, which got you on the board, and with 3:24 to go, had a really sensational 25-yard touchdown run on third down to make it a one-possession game. So it comes down to fourth and four at their 38-yard line with a minute one to go, and after you had scored in just a minute 22 seconds to close within eight, they decide to go for it on fourth and four and pick up the first down on the Rusk 5-yard run. Maybe after they saw you go down the field so quickly, 82 yards, maybe you weren't all that surprised they went for it on that fourth and four.
Oh, no, I knew they were going to go for it, and that was a big down for us, you know, and we knew it. I think if we got the ball back, I liked our chances, but if it's fourth and four, we got to do what we got to do, get the ball back, and credit them. They got the 4 yards and got the first down and sealed the game. So, you got to make plays. I mean, when you're on the field, you got to make plays. You got to know the situation. You got to understand the game, and we got to do a better job at doing things like that. I mean, there were several times throughout the game. We got to win first and second down against teams like that. Put them in third and long. Put them in situations that are uncomfortable. And we didn't do that last night. They got to the third and twos, the third and threes, your fourth and ones, fourth and twos, and those teams like that thrive off that stuff, and we just won the first and second down.
Yeah, even on the third and medium longer yardage, a couple of times I remember they were still able to pick those up and on the ground.
Yep, our run support last night was not great. I think we were playing a little too lateral at times. I don't think we were really aggressive downhill, but once I get that in my nose and some film and digest it a little bit more, then I have a better idea of what was going on.
Well, still a lot to play for, as you said, as you'll be hosting Algona Garrigan next Friday as Ridgeview drops to 3-1 in a Class A District 2, falling 20-12 at Sioux Central last night. Some words from Coach Jeff DeHaan. Thanks again, Coach, for the time, and have a good weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.